The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. If you heard the last podcast I put out, you heard that I had a wicked winter head cold and COVID. It actually ended up to be COVID, and I had to get some steroids to get better, and thanks to the Lord, I am getting better. I'm still not over it. I still have tired points, and I lose my voice occasionally. I probably won't cough during this one, but we'll see. But as I was recovering, as I always do, I listen and read devotions, and I stumbled across one. I'm not going to be quoting everything of it, but it really made me stop to think about a couple things. It was from the Lutheran Hour Ministry, and what I liked about it was they had questions at the end of it. That, well, of course, a Bible verse, and then these questions. And so this is why my devotion is totally different than theirs. It's great if you go to Lutheran Hour Ministry and sign up for their devotion. They're good. They're good. But I liked the questions they had. The question to this one that I'm thinking of, and let me go on ahead and say it. What did God want Moses to remind the people of Israel about concerning Egypt? Now, it's based on the verse Exodus 19, verses 3 to 6. This is just before giving the Ten Commandments. So I'm going to read these verses. Again, Exodus 19, 3 to 6. Moses went up to God. The Lord God called to him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." Don't forget God. That's basically what he was saying with these words. Don't forget God. You know, if they would have thought of just their life, the slavery in Egypt, the abuse in Egypt, the lack of food and difficulties, the hard work and all those things, they would have probably given up and they would be beaten down, which they were when they came out of slavery. They were a beaten up, beaten down people. God is saying, don't forget me, my work and my actions. This is what got me. Was, you know, the same thing is true for you and me. When we think just of ourselves, of our hardship, our difficulty, if you think just of whatever disability you have, if it's blindness or one person I'm talking with is always seeing how bad they are. They're very depressed, chronically depressed, you'd say, because they're always seeing how miserable they are. And when the focus is on all of the bad stuff, you want to give up. If you think only of that, you'll be miserable. And that's why these verses are so cool. Don't forget God. It's true about the future, too. You might think, the future, what's it going to hold for me? It's going to be miserable. It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult. Am I going to be able to make it through? And even if you think of a glorious ending, what happens after that? There's a lot to be afraid of in the future if you think of that. And only that. But don't forget God. Again, the reflection questions were this. What did God want Moses to remind the people of Israel about concerning Egypt? Remember in the verse that I read? Well, let me go back and reread it. God says, tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Three things. You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians. That's the 10 plagues. How he brought them down to their knees. This mighty country the mighty Pharaoh who thought he was God, and how he was humiliated and even lost his son, and all of that, so that then they would be able to go, let my people go. And God bore them on eagle's wings, because the army came after them again, and then they were pinned against the army in the Red Sea, and God opened up the Red Sea, and then he drowned the army in the Red Sea, and now he brought them up to inherit the land. So God is reminding us of how we should remember what he's done for us in the past. Think back to what God has done for you. I know there are things each one of you can think of what God has done to help and bless you, both in helping and blessing you, but also, as with the Israelites, how he demoralized and brought down to nothing the mighty kingdom of Egypt that stood against them. And you have probably faced many oppositions. I know I have. In college, at seminary, and people standing against me saying, you can't do this, you can't do that. When I look back, I see how God moved them out of the way. And sometimes he didn't humble them, just sometimes move them out of the way so that they weren't an obstacle anymore, so I could move forward and serve him, be happy, be content as a person, knowing I'm serving the Lord. Because this is what God is trying to say in these verses, is don't be focused on you. Be focused on me. When you're focused on me, then those things which seem to be obstacles, you'll see that I can remove, and that I'm holding you, and I will help you, and I'll lift you up, because you are a treasured possession to me. You're special. You're my children. When we see God, and don't forget God, we see what he does to take away our obstacles, but then how he blesses us. What's awesome then is this is how we can speak to others. We don't try to convince them God is right and God is perfect and trying to use rationalizations all. We just simply point to what God has done for us. Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's difficult and you're really beaten down. I remember when that happened to me. And I saw how God took the obstacles away, how God blessed and helped me. Because see, people can't argue with your story because you're standing there. And so when you tell them what God has done for you, you're helping them to see God. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you love us and that you have not only promised to bless us and help us, but we have the promise that you will never forget us. Lord, help us to remember you so that we'll always see that you're remembering us. Because we know you don't forget us nor forsake us. That's a promise you've given. Lord, help us to cling to you, especially when times are bad, but also when times are good. We ask it, Jesus, in your name. Amen. And as always, I'd love to hear from you. You can write me by responding to the email if you get the notice. Just hit reply. Or you can write at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.